Terror home midala mess. I mean, that is the two mahalchim in the Mishnah. What midala mess means, one pshat midala mess means that the person has to be ish emes, noyig, or an anagiv, should be a midas emes. I have to explain why is that a chelik mechasin. In Terror, not mahalchim shem, a midah is your friend, or talmidah, a midala mess. Let's start with the first one. It says, what's the hemshich between chelik havschus and a midala mess? So the pshat is that. Like we said in Mechirik HaVzchus, a chilek Mechirik HaVzchus is not just blindly going ahead and just making up stories to make no sense to Mechirik HaVzchus. The Mitzvah says, B'tzai Tishma Mitzvah, a person has to down a person, B'tzadek. What does B'tzadek mean? In the right way. That there's a teen, a person sometimes has a high and road towards people and downs them Kavra. And the Mitzvah B'tzadek Tishma Mitzvah means to down them in the proper richdig way. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim brings out with the Rishayim, that that's somebody who is the tzaddik bini in Russia. He says that a Russia does something bad, you don't dan him that he did at the teva. So you're doing a vera, you dan him around. That's the tzaddik. A bini who does something, the teva, you dan good. If it's something bam tzchatzi chatzi, you're supposed to dan like avzchus. If it's the kafra, so then you shouldn't be machriya, that's the rabbi. The mitzvah is tzedek tishma mitzvah. It has to be in the richdig oifenata, you should make things up. So therefore, that's the hemshech of kavzchus amidah l'emes. The kavzchus is going with the amidah l'emes. There's another aspect to it that the biskarav, someone said the biskarav always makes bikiras and tainas, including this. So biskarav said that rather than mak the miles every single thing, either every ma'alech is certain, each thing has midas or midah, has to be done at the proper time. Each thing has the proper time, proper place, there is malkin for it. Mashal, that there's a very nice garden in the city and people come to visit it, to enjoy it, so everyone comes in like, wow, looks so nice. A different person comes in and looks around and knows this chisar and that chisar, and here's a flower which is not going so well. So who are the two people? The people coming to visit, they just notice Api Gadol, looks beautiful. The person who is the gardener, he has to notice all the chesronim is and all the nekudas. Because he's a chroi to make sure that people are shleimus. Mitzadach and Mechirik HaVzchus, Mid HaEmes are really two stodim of the Mapeya. Mitzadach and Mechirik HaVzchus. On the other hand, even though we're Mitzadach HaVzchus, you have to have the Shekel Das and Stem Mid HaEmes when you have to give Techocha, when to. Mid HaEmes means, when you're helping somebody out, means you're taking care of a problem. Imagine somebody, you have a friend, he's all depressed, and he says, or a Talmud, he says, I'm nothing, I'm weak. So tell him, you encourage him, his challenges. Next morning he wakes up, he's depressed again. The problem is that he didn't set him firm in reality. He did a good patch out, patch fell off. To me, all Emma, you have to find what the root problem, what the state of the problem is. This brings down, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu, I'm Rabbi Elazar, and I'm Rabbi Elazar, that if the mechadin zeh lacha means that somebody has a mistake, he fix it. Ulig gedula. Chonan, if Tom comes here to kash, the kash is shtiyos, there's nothing there. So if the Rebbe answers that the kash is mishachis, so he's megal and not megal the emes that there's nothing to the kasha, he's mishavis the sichleis of the Talmud. The imam of the emes is no way of kasha bechalal. Well, sometimes we find like Rebbeim, Magdal Yisroel, Rebbe Sharf, the Talmidim. Obviously, too much information can handle it. The reason why it's one of the Memchas Kenning a Torah Pshat is Amidah Emes, it shows a certain truth. Torah is Emes, and it shows the person's honesty, integrity in Torah. And Avisa Torah, therefore, he's a good Torah. It's being Ish Emes, that a person who is Ish Emes, a person is a good Torah. First, I have to translate what is Emes? What does it mean? Read of Hashem al Kol was Rashi. We find the Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu was called Ish Emes. On the other hand, we find Titan was Yaakov. On the other hand, we find the Yaakov Avinu was the one who said, "I need Yisab Bacharecha." He's the Odlovon. How do you put these things together? So, Yaakov Kamenetsky says, "Amayta Gavart Asul Machter Elio." They say, "What's the translation of Emes? What is truth?" He said, "Our Kishbuk was Emes Malkina. Kishbuk was truth. Truth is something which is a mitzias of Emes." Something which is martial that during the Holocaust, so there was
a German Jew who's had a, he was a doctor, and he had a German who was a friend of his, who was a neighbor of his.
Yes.
The, his friend, can he hide his girls for him? Yes, the German priest, can I hide his girls for him? Because the Germans go around, they knock on the priest's door, and they say, are there any Jews here? The priest thinks to himself, I don't know, if I say yes, they're going to kill him. If I say no, I never said a lie in my life. Should I say the truth? Not say the truth. And he said, yeah, there are Jews over here, and they can kill them. It's like a Yaakov, that's Hemes, that's Sheker. Truth means something which is correct. And that's what the translation of Hemes is. And you said Emes is that it's not always exactly the words you say, it's more the message you give across. So he goes to the bathroom when he's in class, and he comes back, and you know, he schmoozes half hour, and he comes back, and he walks in the class, and he says, even though he didn't say a sheker, but a sheker is the message that you give off. That's the translation of truth. And he say that the... don't move kamida from in semis. There's a Kamenetsky was the slate of his real shaman. He said, the story once Kamenetsky was putting on his fillin, my town fillin, when he was about 80 something. It's in my eye. He said, years ago, my Tamidim son that is only putting on tefillin in a town. This one, how come I don't do it? So I said like a joke, oh, when I get to his age, then I'll be a Bar Nefesh, I'll do it. I realized once I said it, Yotzei Mipei, I felt like I have to do it. It's a different story. When he was younger, he was invited somewhere to eat. On Pesach, he didn't eat it, so he says that he doesn't eat kibrox. Because of that, he's been covered the rest of his life and never ever to eat kibrox again. And Blazer, he said that he went to Brisk, the rabbi, Brisk, didn't want to see him. So Chaim Blazer said, still one pin in this world of Emes, and now you're complaining? He also said that the Briscoe is the Mokim Yuchad by Elmish Kuli Emes. So with Rav Aaron, the Rav Aaron, he made a dinner or to raise money for Yeshiva. And he got up there and he said that, Rabbi say, I'm worried about Kanevis Das. Yeshiva in Lakewood, Mustafa is going to be a lot of Rabbanim, Magda Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva is Manik Lai Yisrael. But you should know that's not my Torah. The Torah Yeshiva is just the book I'm just going to learn. L'shma. That they want to build a building. So when they made a brochure, what the building gonna look like, so they made it a house, and they made it 3/8 on one side, and the other side 2/8. It looks like it'll be 3/8 on these sides. That looks symmetric. And I saw, he said, what? The Shiva has been MS. Right now, the way it looks, the old building doesn't have 3/3, there's 3/2. And therefore, back in the first building which they had in Lakewood, there was a house, and the chutz on one side of 2/8. And the other side, there were three. They made the brochure 3/3. So no, that shaker, she has to be with MS.